From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of April 17th and April 24th, 2023. This episode, part of a series on water in U.S. civil rights history, continues our exploration of water connections to the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. That's part of Mississippi Farewell by Dieter van der Westen. It opens an episode on how Mississippi River water and public health were the context for the first U.S. Supreme Court ruling on the meaning and extent of the 14th Amendment. One of three constitutional amendments passed and ratified soon after the Civil War, the 14th Amendment aimed to guarantee citizenship rights and legal protections, especially for newly freed black people. In 1873, the Supreme Court issued a ruling in three consolidated cases about waste from livestock processing facilities in Louisiana. This ruling had decades-long implications for key parts of the 14th Amendment and for civil rights. Have a listen to the music for about 25 more seconds and see if you know the name of these consolidated Supreme Court cases. If you guessed the slaughterhouse cases, you are right. As of the 1860s, some 300,000 livestock animals were slaughtered annually at facilities along the Mississippi River in and around New Orleans, upstream of water supply intakes, with much of the untreated waste from the process reaching the river. Concerns over the potential for diseases from this water contamination led the Louisiana legislature to pass the Slaughterhouse Act of 1869. This law authorized a single corporation to operate one slaughterhouse facility on the Mississippi downstream of New Orleans and required all butchers in the area to use that facility. Butchers' organizations filed suit, alleging that the law infringed on their work rights in violation of the 14th Amendment's clauses prohibiting states from abridging the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States and from denying people equal protection of the laws. On April 14, 1873, the Supreme Court issued its ruling, with the majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Miller. Miller's opinion upheld the Louisiana law, finding that the slaughterhouse monopoly granted by the state was within the police powers to provide for public health and sanitation. Justice Miller went further, however, in asserting that the 14th Amendment gave the federal government jurisdiction only over federal or national citizenship rights, but not over rights historically considered to result from state citizenship. Miller also asserted that the amendment's Equal Protection Clause applied only to the case of black people emancipated from slavery. The Slaughterhouse Cases decision, along with other related Supreme Court decisions during the Reconstruction era, created long-lasting legal barriers to federal government efforts against state-level violations of civil rights, such as racial and gender discrimination, voting restrictions, and failure to prevent or prosecute racially motivated crimes of violence. Thanks to Dieter van der Westen and Free Music Archive for making this week's music available for public use. And we close with about 20 more seconds of Mississippi Farewell. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.